How do you recommend I work with sexual energy? One of the things with, I mean, one is just seeing it as natural. It's sort of part of the human conditioning. And when it's not channeled in a skillful way, it can be extraordinarily disruptive internally. And then, of course, that's the whole point of, you know, for the five precepts, that there's a refraining from sexual misconduct. It's giving a container that builds trust in relationship. On a retreat like this, or for a monastic, people living in a monastery, then stepping back from the whole expression of sexuality and following up on it, it gives a real relief and break. But again, if there's, say, you know, sexual fantasy comes up, if you just try to push it down, it really doesn't work. And to be able to, again, sort of like really, that's where it's helpful just to really label things clearly, like in terms of the hindrances. Say, oh, okay, that's the hindrance of sense desire, sexuality, sexual energy. That's the hindrance of sense desire. And the the compulsion to identify with it, and then, I mean, it's very agitating, and it also tends to, of course, it's looking for an object, so that it'll find it wherever. And that it's really helpful to just sort of, okay, there's sexual thought, sexual fantasy, sexual energy is there. Okay, what's it connected with? Where do I feel it? Okay, well, I feel it in the body. I mean, it's a mental state as well, but I feel it in the body. Well, what's the nature of the body? And you think, well, that's where those classic meditation on the 32 parts of the body are very helpful for taming and channeling sexual energy, because you start to looking at the body as opposed to it being either one's own vehicle for gratification of sexual energy, or the projection externally toward others of sexual energy. Then it's sort of, oh, that's the body. Hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bone marrow, internal organs, all the various fluids that ooze out here and there or slosh around inside. Think, wow, oh, oh, give me a break from this sexual energy stuff. Why, what's all the fuss about? So then it's a helpful antidote.